And with us now on Coach's Corner is the head coach of the Grand Meadows Superlarks. It's Josh Bain. Coach, how's it going today?
It's going great, Luke. Can't complain.
Good. Awesome. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us here this morning. Coach, the Superlarks, they've won three in a row now. You took down Lyle Pacelli last night, 40-14 on the road, Coach. Overall, your thoughts on the game?
Well, I tell you what, Lyle's a really good team this year compared to the teams they've had in the past. They were 3-3 coming into the game. They had a good win over Cedar Mountain earlier in the year. So this is going to be a really good test for us. And I think our boys came out and executed our game plan, and we finally played four quarters of football here instead of just kind of wait to play in the last quarter of the game. But, yeah, we started out with on defense. Lyle went down. They scored, or they didn't score. They turned the ball over, and then our first play on offense, we turned the ball over. We got Jace Kraft trying to run a jet sweep, and, you know, plays you practice all week. We just muffed the ball, even though he's got a cast on. He just, I don't know, that the moment, you know, something we execute all the time in practice, but we just fumbled that. So then we gave them a short field on like the 22 or something. They went down and scored on their second possession. So they were up 6-0. But our boys, they rallied back. We scored on the next drive. So we're at 8-6 in the first quarter and been moving the ball good. Defense, creating some havoc, which is good. But Lyle got some rushing on us and some passing. So at the end of the first, it's 8-6. The second quarter, the Anger boys started to put the hammer to the metal, and we got two touchdowns there. We got a 20-yarder from Corbin Ludeman, a 2-yarder, and then right before half, Corbin kind of just does Corbin Ludeman kind of thing all over the place. And last play with about 9 left, he throws it up to Jace Kraft, our one-arm man, for 19 yards right before half to put it up 26 going into halftime. But really impressed how they played the first half. I mean, our defense came to play for sure. So we go from halftime, then we get another one in the third quarter. And right before halftime, Isaac Harmonine got a high ankle sprain. So now we're at halftime discussing who we're going to put in at back in our wildcat formation, and we figure that out and have Dustin Stasko play a little bit. That's a sophomore stepped in, and but he re-injured a knee, so then we had to put Jace Kraft in for the fourth quarter. So we're kind of going down the line on just putting anybody anywhere. So it was a good game. The boys came out to play the whole four quarters, but I have to give it to it was a whole team effort, Luke. They our wide receivers were blocking. Our line was blocking. Our running backs were reading the hole. I mean, Corbin Ludeman finished the game with 22 carries, 170 yards, 4 touchdowns. And Isaac Harmonine, before he got hurt, had 7 carries for 121 yards. So he broke off a 70-yarder, got caught from behind at the 10. I thought he was going to score, but he didn't. And then we completed passes, believe it or not. We got 4 of them last night. 4 out of 8, so 50% with 1 touchdown. And then we created 4 turnovers on defense as well, which is good to see. I like creating turnovers because it gives you more opportunities to score the ball. So we had 3 picks. Connor Munson had 2. Jace Kraft had 1. And then we also had a fumble recovery that Jace Kraft was able to recover. So we're putting her together here at the end of the year, which is good to see. And it was really good to see that we got some passing yards.
Yeah, passing game kind of starting to find its rhythm here as you move into week 8 next week against Kingsland, Coach. But you mentioned a whole team effort. It sounds like you had guys moving not just from, you know, taking your tight ends and putting them at running back, but then filling that tight end hole. It's always, you know, kind of a game of who's going where once maybe you have a couple of injuries. But it seemed like you guys were able to weather that storm.
Well, you know, I always preach it's Grand Meadows football, the next man, and you have to be able to play multiple positions, you know. It's 9-man football. It's just you can't play quarterback the whole time. You can't play tight end. You got to be able to play multiple positions. And our guys are up to the task to do it. And we're going to go back to the drawing board here Sunday and kind of figure out what next recipe we're going to put together.
Yeah, you got a short week, too. You take on Kingsland next week. The Knights are going to be at home. When you battle the Knights, Coach, what do you expect to see from them?
Well, I know Chewy's got a good little squad right there. I know they'll be ready to play, and They got a good running back. I know that Colleen boy is kind of a big boy. He might be a handful for a couple of our boys. But other than that, they're going to be ready to play. It's going to be our parents' night on Wednesday, and obviously with a short week, the injuries don't get a rest a couple more days, but they'll be up. We got some tough kids, and hopefully we get Cale Gilbert back. You know, we lost our starting quarterback last week against Southland, so hopefully we get him back here and can finally start putting the whole squad together here come playoff time.
The Grand Meadows Super Larks are now 5-2 on the season. After that win over Lyle Pacelli, they topped them again last night, 40-14. They take on the Kingsland Knights on Wednesday night to wrap up their regular season. Josh Bain with us, the head coach of the Grand Meadows Super Larks. As always, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much, and good luck next week.
Awesome. Totally appreciate it, Luke. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We got more Coach's Corner on the way next right here on 103.1 KFIL.